You can watch 30 days earlier.
Uncensored on WOW Presents Plus.
If you want to do something?
If you want to do something, you got to be two something. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me that?
Yeah.
Hot girl. Real hot girl.
Yeah.
You got mail. Lots of different things.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
You have a...
By the way, what? You know the DP of Trixie Motel.
When I hear the word DP, when I hear DP, I do not think of director of photography.
I know what you think of.
I think of double...
Oh.
Double... Does anybody else, does their brain immediately go to double... Yeah.
I mean, I
think of...
I love bottoming. But
you can't fit two up your ass.
No, can I tell you this? And I don't care. Well, you know what? Never mind. You know what? Never mind.
How do I look?
So what are we talking about?
Talking about mistakes.
Mistakes. Well, hi. I wasn't a mistake. I was a surprise. Trixie Mattel.
And I'm the happiest place to be on Earth. Now, Katya.
And welcome to... the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show.
And not yours.
Oops, I did it again.
Okay. End pose. No one was hurt. Now, what about my... Is that a mistake? It might surprise you.
Nothing's gonna surprise me.
I've made some mistakes. In life, yeah.
How can you turn a mistake, like Bob Ross used to say, there are no mistakes, only happy accidents?
Uh-huh.
Then my career, if you want to call it that, all mistakes. But if you're always making a mistake, isn't it like, if it's always wrong, then it turns right, right?
My first instinct is never that I was wrong. By the time I've been proven wrong and it's a mistake I made, my tail's so far between my legs and there's no way for me to climb out of other than own it and be like, yeah. I was wrong.
What's the worst mistake you've ever made in your life?
Okay, this is a good one. This is a really good one. Okay, a couple years ago, I got an inquiry from a young new pop artist who wanted to come on the YouTube channel to put makeup on. She wanted to hang out, she wanted to get to know me, she wanted to put makeup on. And I said,
never heard of her. Maybe later.
That person was Olivia Rodrigo. She wanted, and then literally the next week, Driver's License came out, number one song in the world, and I was like, that was her.
Mistakes.
She wanted to come on my channel. Fun. Olivia Rodrigo, if you're watching this, please come back on.
I didn't like making mistakes in school. I hated it. And every time, I'll never forget it, I told you this before, when I spelled judgment wrong in the spelling test in third grade. J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T and J-U-D-G-E-M-E-N-T. The latter not being most widely used, which she would not accept.
I would have used the E, is that wrong?
J-U-D-G-E. That is wrong, yes.
So it's judgment?
Exactly.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
That doesn't even make sense.
It sounds like a mistake. The new thing about making mistakes is that I don't like making mistakes in the car.
Driving?
Yes. But I was driving a man home with whom I had had sex.
And you drove him home?
I drove him home and I insisted on driving him home, but he didn't want to be driven home. First of all, I go the wrong way.
Love
that, because I won't use the GPS.
How was the sex?
It was fabulous.
Was it? Okay, good.
Then I drive over a sidewalk and then I appear like a freak and then I park in a gas station and he just gets out and walks home.
He's like, thanks for the ride, crazy.
And he, do you know what the real miracle is?
What if he was like, you drive like you crazy. I would have loved that. You drive like you crazy bastard. Yeah.
Long, rough, toothy.
Yeah, and it kicks your car.
Keys it all around.
While smiling at you. Thanks for the ride, you boss.
Yes.
He miraculously agreed to see me again. But what about with a vehicle accident?
Oh.
I'm obsessed with this because it's really in the forefront of my brain 24/7.
If I fly off the highway and crash through a suburban home and kill a family of four, I'm likely to get out and go, I think I was fine.
Yeah, I think it was their fault.
Yeah, I think it was their fault.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a scenario. Driving, pick up my phone to text my new lover. I say, hey, sorry I drove over the sidewalk the other day after we sorry about that. I hope you'll see me again. Boom! I rear end an old lady, 112 years old, who shouldn't be driving, and I kill her. She's dead. What do I do?
Well, we write RuPaul's obituary.
Ooh, girl.
And RuPaul gets out and goes, ooh, girl.
She's like...
Or she already had a neck brace on.
Gentlemen.
She was ready for the accident. Because RuPaul's a little psychic, double Scorpio. She woke up and put that neck brace on. She knew. She knew you were coming.
Double Scorpio. But no, what do I do?
Oh.
Because you know what I thought
You say
this.
It's your fault. You're a good person and it was your fault.
So I've almost hit a bunch of nuns with my car. There's a monastery by my house, a convent by my house. And there's a teeny little road and I've almost whacked off a nun walking down the street like several times. And I thought, if I kill a nun with my car, it's a wrap.
But it's a wrap on what?
Me.
In what way?
My life.
Like,
because it's the worst, like.
You think a nun deserves to live more than a normal person?
Yes.
Please.
A Buddhist one. If you had to conjure an image of the most innocent, non-violent, doesn't deserve to be killed person other than a baby, you think female Buddhist nun.
Now, what if it was a baby nun?
Mama, if it was a 15-year-old nun?
No, 3 or 4. And I think the devil, I think flames would take you immediately.
Mama, it would be dragged me to hell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to worry about insurance because those claws would come up. But I thought immediately, I was like, if I killed that nun, I would reach into my glove compartment for the gun and shoot myself. But I don't have a gun in there.
And you don't know how to get into a glove compartment. Well, you have a Tesla, so you go into your frunk. Why is it called a frunk? It's a front trunk, I know that.
It's not called a frunk.
Yes, it is.
Don't
it's a frunk. I'm gonna go to my frunk and get my gun, bitch.
Okay, that's a mistake.
Girl.
In a world full of straight people, aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Oh, missing a flight? I don't think I've ever missed a flight.
I don't think I've ever missed a flight either.
When did I?
We missed a flight.
Oh, how about this, bitch?
At the gate.
How about this? Oh my god. Oh my god. And then mistakes. Oh my god. The pageant. Oh my god.
What happened?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, it's like a hot rush. It's like a hot rush flash.
Core memory.
Oh boy. Oh. Okay. We were hired. Me and her were hired
Are
to
you
perform
gonna cry?
In a pageant. I think I might actually. We were hired to perform in a pageant as backup dancers in Texas. This was 2010, let's say.
And if they're hiring you guys as dancers.
2012. Oh.
If you're the dancers hired.
Not only, so let's cut to the feeling. I did not do the choreo correctly. Mistakes were made. I made several mistakes. But most of all, we arrived at the airport on time, got to the gate on time, and just didn't know that the plane was taking off or that they were boarding. So we missed the flight standing right next to the gate and then proceeded to miss every subsequent flight.
What were you struggling with?
We were struggling with air traffic control. Just flying in general, knowing how airports work, being a person, common sense, it was very embarrassing. So it was crazy. It was crazy.
Mistakes.
Mistakes. It was a,
That's
big,
a big mistake.
Huge.
You know?
G.
Doing G.
Yeah, that's a mistake I'll never make again. You wanna know why?
Throwing up?
No. Waking
when
up.
When did you do G?
Oh, years ago.
Oh.
Waking up face down naked in my kitchen. Alone. How do I look? That was scary.
When I did G, I knew I'd made
scary,
a mistake.
Scary, mama.
They dose you with G with like Gatorade.
Who's they?
The Mormons.
The Illuminati.
No. They dose you with G with like Gatorade. And so when you start puking, it's fun colors. And then I go, are you not supposed to drink alcohol and do G? And the text of the person, they were like, oh yeah. I'm like, good to know.
That is a mistake you'll never make again.
No.
What about inventions that were mistakes?
Oh.
I think it was a mistake to do the cell phone. I really do.
Do you think?
I think it was.
But think of how many lives have been saved from that type of...
None. Zero. The cord was... We've become untethered, literally and figuratively, from real life. Also, penicillin. I don't know about that.
I think social media, I think we will look back on it like we were like, people used to swing dance, you know what I mean? Like, it really will be like, people of the future will be like, what the fuck were you doing on the internet all the time? That is so stupid. Seriously, they're gonna be like,
we used to save the metal to donate to the war.
We used to put lead paint on our cheeks to go taxi dancing.
Yeah, it's sort of like, oh, the hatters used to use mercury to clean it. So they're like, that's what social media is gonna be like.
Tenement housing.
So what did you do when you were younger? I used to make TikToks. And what is that exactly? We would just like film videos of ourselves. And who would watch them? Us. But if you become comfortable with the fact that you will make mistakes, it's not as much of a roadblock when it happens. It's like, oh, I knew that was gonna happen.
Like, oh, you like, you never played professional sports where you were judged? I didn't either.
Not really.
But like, so, you know, the balance beam, for example.
Oh, I did the sprint in the 2017 Olympics.
Oh, okay. So did you place in the medals or did you qualify for the finals?
Just like a lot of the medals. Just like,
all of them?
Gold. Of course I did gold.
Yeah, gold.
You know.
And then did you win silver because you were so good they thought like that person is trash and they should give it to you?
Well, I actually got bronze and the person who got silver got killed by me. So then I got bronze and then, or I got silver and then bronze was left over and so.
Mistakes are just like detours.
But the important thing is many times in my life in many different areas, I have let fear of something up
prohibit me from
wholeheartedly, brazenly pursuing it, which is not a good thing. Just do it.
Do you think that if I had to take a large paintbrush and there was a firing squad and a dictator behind me saying, you need to write the word judgment on that billboard correctly in English or we're all gonna kill you. Do you think I would misspell it?
No.
No.
So there's always a way to figure it out. Sometimes it just takes a firing squad. What I've learned in losing some weight is you're just skinnier. Your anatomy's not gonna reassign itself.
No, it's just
Your ugly face. You know what I mean? Like, it's just less of it. There's still your ugly face, it's just less of it. That's what I go through now. I'm always like, if I lost weight, y'all couldn't take me. And I'm like, they could have. They could have taken me the whole time.
We could take you.
They just didn't want to and they still don't.
We could take you. We're not gonna
take you. Yeah.
How do I look?
Yeah.